presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. If combating climate change requires cultural change, why not start with the biggest players? That's the logic behind the recent efforts to encourage Walmart to join the movement to go green.
One study showed that Walmart touches potentially 25% of the world's supply chain. And with some of the efforts that they're doing now, they're really pushing down and becoming a leader in sustainability throughout different supply chains around the world. And if you can change the practices, even slightly, on a company like this, you're going to have significant impact.
Pick Walker is a consultant with Blue Sky Consulting, which has offices in Healdsburg, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. Even though Walmart's interest in making changes has been initiated from the very top of the corporate organization, Walker says it's important to keep in mind their primary motivation is economic, not altruistic. So his first step was to help the company identify some easily implemented energy savings.
When you're looking at a company as big as Walmart, it was actually pretty easy to identify some eco-efficiencies. Just from changing light bulbs in all their stores, they were able to save a tremendous amount on energy cost. They have some innovations around lighting inside the aisles where lights would go off when there was no customers in those aisles and would come on when customers come down those aisles. So just some small changes like that with a company like Walmart being the size that they are can have a significant effect to the bottom line.
But they quickly realized that the biggest potential savings and benefits lay elsewhere.
We found that 8% was in operations. The stores they own, the fleet they own, and then 92% of it was in their supply chain. So ultimately, if they're going to have impact, they have to push some of these practices down to their suppliers. And given the fact that most of their suppliers generate a significant amount of their overall revenue from Walmart, they come in with very open ears.
So Walker says Walmart has begun trying to determine just how much carbon is embedded in each of the products they sell, from milk to magazines.
One project that I'm involved with is a magazine supply chain project in which they're looking at trying to improve sell-through efficiency, so how many magazines are actually bought at the store versus how many are distributed. If you can increase the efficiency of the sell-through rate, you can have dramatic effects on reducing resources, trees, cars off the roads, things like that.
The company has also introduced a program called the Personal Sustainability Promise, encouraging each of their millions of employees to commit to an individual action, carpooling, recycling, eating organic, that would benefit the planet. Walmart has also set a goal for creating zero net waste, Walker says, and as part of that, they've developed a scorecard to identify and eliminate excess packaging in the products they sell.
It's a simple scorecard that will rate packaging based on a number of environmental impacts. Each supplier is asked to fill out the scorecard, and eventually it could be one of the factors that go into what products get placed on their shelves.
Vic Walker will talk about his work with Walmart tomorrow as a keynote speaker at the 3rd Annual Sustainable Enterprise Conference in Rohnert Park. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.